welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of the AU Radio News Desk. This month, we are talking about December. Tiffany is, as always, here to tell us all about the fun events that are coming up and the things you just need to know for your local small gaming store.
Hello, everybody.
Thanks for being here, Tiffy.
Yeah, not a problem. Kicking us off, December 2nd is the book club.
Ooh.
At 6:30 for the YA book club, they're reading Alice in Wonderland. Ha, huh? Yeah, that's we picked it for a reason. And then the Underground Book Club is at 7, and that's The Inheritance of Orchida Divina.
Ooh.
That's what they're reading. It looks really interesting.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. And then December 4th, that Sunday, we're going to have Maxwell Hurley back in for an author signing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he does the Lit series.
Mm-hmm. He's super cool, too.
Yeah, he seems like a really cool cat. So,
yeah.
And he'll be here from 2 to 4.
2 to 4. All right.
Yeah. So we're kicking it off pretty early. And then December 9th, we're going to have the Holiday Book Exchange.
Ooh. Tell us about the Holiday Book Exchange.
So what you'll do is, if you want to participate, just find a new or gently used book, wrap it up like a present, and then come on down. And what we're going to do is a white elephant gift type game. So you get to open it, and then people have a chance to steal.
Ooh.
So you never know what you're going to get.
Know.
But
oh, that's so fun.
We have fun with it every year. We're going to have hot chocolate and cookies this year.
And it's open for everyone.
It's open for anyone who wants to bring a wrapped book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
it'll
so
be fun.
Much fun.
Yeah. We always have just the most fun time there. And everybody always, like last year, we all got a book we wanted to read, and it was
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
So yeah, I definitely do suggest bringing a book that you think others would like to enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And then December 10th, we have the NPR 100th birthday party.
Ooh.
In the Caterpillar Cafe.
Wow, NPR.
100 years.
100 years?
Yeah.
Of NPR, really?
Yeah, and
wow.
We're lucky to host their birthday party. So.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, NPR. Wow.
So there'll be balloons, and I'm sure there's going to be some refreshments.
Probably snacks.
Some giveaways. They're going to bring some stuff to give away, so.
Cool.
Yeah, so definitely come see us on the 10th. And December 10th is also Bunny Box Day.
Ooh, and for those of you who don't know what our Bunny Boxes are, they are a monthly subscription box, mystery subscription box. They are available on the 10th of every month if you're signed up. If you're not signed up, well, you have to sign up.
Yeah, and you get a book, a game or graphic novel,
mm-hmm.
and some tea. And if you are a special, like, annual or sub-annual subscriber, you get a subscriber gift.
Yep. So it's three, or there's four tiers. There's the regular, just the monthly subscribers. There's the quarterly subscribers, which is every 3 months. There's the semi-annual and the yearly. The quarterly and up get a special gift every month. And then the semi-annual and yearly get special gifts in June and December.
Oh, that's perfect.
They get extra special gifts twice a year. Well,
nice.
Once a year for the semi-annual.
And twice a year for the annual.
Yeah.
And
they're super fun. You can pick them up in store, or we can ship them to you. And we pick a new theme every month, base the selections off of those themes. And it's super fun to build and super fun to get.
Yeah, there's a few employees like myself have subscribed, and it's just always a treat to get that gift, you know.
I'm part of the team that picks out all the stuff, so I haven't subscribed because I spoil it for myself, because
yeah.
I have to build them.
You have to build them, yeah.
But I'm always like, man, this would be so great.
Yeah.
It's great. Then I just go buy the stuff.
Yeah, right? Then you can definitely get it that way. And we are also releasing this week our holiday gift guides.
Ooh.
So we have
awesome.
Correlated our favorite from each of our departments, the best, coolest looking gifts that you can get. So that way, if you're really not sure what to get somebody, well, we're here to help recommend that for you.
Absolutely. And the gift guides work great too if you, you know, pick one up and there's stuff in it that you want. You can circle it, give it to somebody as like a wish list.
They actually have wish lists in them.
Nice.
So you can literally write things down, including the item number for the person if they really need to find out how to get it.
Nice.
From here.
I love our gift guides. We put a lot of time and effort into building them. We usually start working on them sometime in October or before, and just filling them with all the best sellers and the fun new stuff coming out. Super cool. Love.
Yeah, and those are free to pick up. They are available at the store, or you can download them off the website.
Mm-hmm. So and the website is advunderground.com.
And then also one of the great things for this time of year is our adventure boxes.
Oh, and I love adventure boxes.
Yeah, so we curate a bunch of different boxes. I think there's like a kids one, and there's fantasy themed science fiction books if you want to get those. But basically, they are us shopping for you.
Yep. So the way the adventure boxes work is you go to our website. We have several different types of adventure boxes. There's ones for the kids and there's ones for the grown-ups. And then there's, like Tiffy said, there's just books, or there's books and games, or books and activities. You tell us in the notes section a little bit about the person that we're shopping for, their likes, their dislikes, their interests. And we go out and we grab as many things as we possibly can to fit in within the price range that you have chosen. And then we wrap all of them individually so that they're a nice surprise. We put them in a box and we let you pick them up or ship them.
We actually have a friend who uses them for stocking stuffers. So for each of her kids, she orders an adventure box and then that's what she uses for her stocking.
They're super fun. They're super great. You get a really... We aim for the highest bang for your buck that we can get you. We try and get as many things as we possibly can shoved into that price range. I love them. They're so much fun.
They are. Every time we get to make them, they're just a great time for us as well as the people who get them. Because we get to put a lot of thought into what people could really want. And we know what's, you know, hot and popping right now.
Now, this is... We're releasing this the 1st of December. So if you are going to order stuff from us, from our website, adventure boxes and stuff like that, just make sure you get those in before like mid-December, because it does take a while to build them and it does take a while to ship, especially if you're getting them shipped out of state. We want to make sure everybody gets their stuff in time for the holidays. If you're shopping for Christmas and you shop the week of Christmas, it's not going to get to you.
Yeah. You'll have to come into the store for it to be something you can have.
Traditionally, years past, we get so many that we have to prioritize like first come, first serve kind of thing. We were building boxes up to Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Like just the day of Christmas, just shoving stuff in boxes, being like, come get your stuff. We're so sorry. But hey.
So try to get here early with us.
That's great though. We will do everything we can to get your stuff in time for whatever holidays you're celebrating or birthdays or whatever.
Yeah.
But stuff takes time.
It really can.
Especially when we're shopping individually for you and putting a lot of thought and effort into the things we're grabbing instead of just randomly grabbing stuff.
And you guys wrap presents so nicely. Like, my parents hate the way I wrap. I have to get you guys to do it.
Well, we've only been doing it forever.
That's what I have for you.
That's what you have? So we've got book club in the beginning of the month. Are we still doing our standard monthly events all through December?
Oh, yes. We will still have our Magic the Gathering on Mondays. We have the 2nd and 4th Thursdays, our Pokemon. Those are at 4:30 and 5:30. Mm-hmm. 5:30 for Magic, 4:30 for Pokemon. And 4:30 for Magic now, too. They lowered it as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then we have the tag board gaming on the alternating Thursdays.
Yes, the 1st and 3rd Thursdays are tag board game night. And then the 2nd Tuesday is the intro to GMing with tag. So that they, if anybody wants to learn how to DM, GM, game master of any type, they are willing to answer your questions.
And then, as always, on Christmas Eve, Adventures Underground will most likely be closing a little bit early. Usually, we usually knock off at about 6 and then we're closed Christmas Day, traditionally.
That is what our plan is for this year as well.
Make sure you mark that on your calendars so that you're not showing up and all the lights are off and nobody's home because we're all stuffing our face with eggnog and good food.
And then the 2nd Sunday, don't forget Gays and Brays. I almost did.
The Poetry Slam.
The Poetry Slam.
Absolutely.
They're going to be here as well. So you want to make sure to hit that. And the 3rd Thursday is Speakeasy Poetry Slam as well.
Nice. Well, not a ton of events happening in December, but it is the busiest time of the year.
Yes.
So I'm not surprised it's also cold. Yeah. It is getting very chilly. Make sure that you are bundling up out there, keeping warm, staying safe when you drive. Slow down. It's icy. Tiffy, thanks so much for sitting up here and talking to me for 10 minutes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. This is always fun.
I'm really looking forward to the book exchange.
Me too.
I love that so much.
I already have the book planned out for what I'm exchanging.
All through December.
Mm-hmm.
Month of December. I think it's the whole month with the hot chocolate in the cafe.
Oh, yeah. And Sundays. It's Sundays.
It's every Sunday for the month of December. If you come in and you buy a regular drink, you can get a child's 8-ounce hot chocolate. For free.
Yeah.
For free.
That can just be for yourself. Maybe you need a hot chocolate with your coffee.
I mean, I will never turn down an 8-ounce hot chocolate. I'm just saying.
Right? I'm probably taking advantage of it myself. So
if you have a lazy Sunday and you just need to curl up with some good drinks and you want to hang out in the cafe for a little while, it's a great, great thing to do. Well, I guess that'll wrap us for the day. We hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful December. Whatever holidays in December that you celebrate, I hope you enjoy them. I hope you are surrounded by only the people that you love, and hopefully not the people that you don't love. I hope you stay warm. Buy some socks so the Yule Cat doesn't eat you.
Yes.
And we will be back with a news desk in the new year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We are out of here.
If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.